Well, the stock market opened lower this morning after a wild post-Christmas rally yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 1,000 points Wednesday, about 5%. It was an historic surge that has investors wondering whether it was all a sucker's rally or whether the market is finally out of bear market territory. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So traders have been reporting that 20-year veterans were watching these gains yesterday with their mouths open. They were so astonished. Where did that rally come from, and can it last?
Well, so the obvious caveat applies that you're never quite sure 100% why people are buying and selling in such a hurry like we saw this week. But that said, going into yesterday, I think there were plenty of investors who thought that the recent declines in the market had gone way too far, especially after the almost 3% drop in benchmark indexes and really just half a day of trading on Christmas Eve. And then there was news that sort of gave it an added oomph, such as signs that holiday retail sales were pretty good, and that the president had expressed confidence in both Fed Chairman Jay Powell and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and also that the U.S. government was sending a trade delegation to travel to Beijing in 2 weeks. So those sort of news items alleviated a lot of the most acute concerns of the market about President Trump and his plan for the Fed chairman, and also about the trade tensions that have really been overhanging this market all year.
It was kind of amazing to listen to some of the analysis yesterday after the markets closed and all the optimism out there after. When you look back at the year at this point, the stock market is down for the year. So like if you go back to January 1st and where we are now, the Dow, I think, is down a couple thousand points, maybe almost 10%. So overall, that's what we're seeing. But listen to this. This is Scott Minard, head of investing at Guggenheim, talking on CNBC. He said, we're close enough to a bottom that investors should be stepping in. Here he is.
Are you calling the bottom for the equity market, Scott?
I think it's nearby, Brian. I would be a buyer more than a seller at this point.
What do you think about all the optimism that you hear from analysts when you see a day like yesterday, even in the context of the bigger picture?
So there are sort of two schools of thought that are most prevalent on Wall Street right now. One is that the market is forward-looking, and it's really warning and sort of predicting a pretty nasty slowdown in the economy next year. But the other real prevalent school of thought is that markets can get irrational, that this drop is really gone way too far. The problem I see is that, you know, there's this famous quote from John Maynard Keynes that says, you know, the market can stay irrational a lot longer than you as an investor can stay solvent. Mm-hmm. So I sort of am in the camp that this drop is a little irrational. It's gone too far. But there is that sense that, you know, it could go farther. Markets can remain irrational longer than it seems logical. So calling the bottom is very tricky exercise because of that.
Well, and this was Art Cash, director of floor operations at UBS Financial Services, also on CNBC, saying that, you know, the rally that we saw yesterday, we've seen a lot of those in previous drops. Here you go.
From the fall of Lehman until the bottom in March of 2009, the S&P had 13.4% rally, one-day rallies.
13.4% one-day rally. So this does happen, and then maybe it doesn't speak to the larger trend.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Some of the biggest one-day gains you see are often in the middle of very nasty bear markets. That said, a lot of times, sometimes at least, the market does find a bottom and has this really strong bounce off of it like we saw yesterday. I think he's right, though, that this what they call the volatility regime on Wall Street, in other words, just the climate of the market has shifted noticeably, especially when you compare it to last year, 2017. It was just this quiet march higher without a lot of big swings one way or the other. That has certainly gone away, and it's probably going to stay this way for the near future. And in a way, it's getting back to a more normal environment. I mean, what we saw last year was the anomaly. We're actually closer to a more typical market regime now with big swings one way or the other, believe it or not, than compared to what we saw last year, which was just such an unusual event where the market was so calm.
I saw a lot of tweets today that said maybe President Trump should have stayed in Iraq because when he was there, the market went up 1,000 points. Now people looking forward to the idea. There are rumors now that President Trump and Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed, could meet in person after all the public disagreement that we've heard, especially coming from President Trump. Wonder what that might do to the markets, and we will have to see. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.